about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I just don't know what is with people. All right, I think today's theme is just going to be utter chaos of today's show. Just utter chaos of what's been going on. I mean, here's a perfect example. All right, on a Southwest Airlines flight, did you guys hear about this? The passengers got really scared and frantic because a pilot said, was, I guess, extending birthday wishes to a mom on board. And instead, because, you know, when the pilot talks, it's like, shh, over there, 35,000 feet, shh. It sounded like bomb on board. So people were panicking that the pilot told them there was a bomb on board. I guess it was a Southwest Airlines flight from Baltimore to MacArthur Airport in Long Island, Islip. Oh, I like Islip Airport. That's nice. It's empty. Every time I go there, it's absolutely empty. It's nice. But apparently, the pilot needs to realize we never hear what they say. I can never hear what the pilot says. I always hear the sound of the plane, not even the air conditioning. It's just the plane is so noisy that every time the pilot tries to speak, I can't hear it. Now, yes, I do have some hearing deficits. I know that. I don't hear as well as the average person, and I haven't gotten hearing aids because I'm too vain and too cheap. But, yeah, they got to be careful, okay? You can't be telling people, you know, you can't be sounding like bomb on board. But then on the other hand, okay, really, people just, you know, relax, okay? If there was a bomb on board, I doubt he would be saying that in the same context of let's sing happy birthday, okay? So just kind of, you know, look at the whole context of things. All right. So some weird things have happened over the last couple days we're going to talk about. One is a gentleman was beat up, assaulted pretty badly by three women, and they were screaming anti-gay slurs to him. And they want to get off and it not being called a hate crime because they say they're lesbian. I really, you still assaulted somebody. All right. Then I guess, did you hear about these fifth graders that tried to rat poison a teacher? They actually put rat poison in their coffee. Yeah. That whole, you know, 9 to 5 movie. Right. Right. All right. But they only got suspended. Why are we talking about 10-year-old kids? 10-year-old kids trying to poison their teacher. Now, of course, we are extremely concerned about what happened with the students that were shot at the Ohio High School earlier today or yesterday. And just absolutely frightening. I'm actually going to read to you the Facebook post that the shooter had put on his Facebook a few weeks prior. And nobody realized that this kid was unstable. One student, from what we know, has died. One is in critical condition. Again, by the time you hear this airing, if you're not listening, some of you are listening to me live, some aren't. I hope the person in critical condition is still alive and doing well. But they said one, they're watching the other one stable. Just absolutely scary stuff that's going on. And, you know, so like I said, I'm not really sure what is going on right now with this world and kids. So I figure we're going to have to talk about it. And then, of course, a story broke just an hour ago where sleeping pills, some of the very common sleeping pills we use, is possibly linked to cancer and death. And this scares a lot of us because many of us have taken these medications. So as you can see, we've got a very busy show, a lot to talk about. So please call in because I still want to get to your questions, comments, anything. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one thing I didn't think I was going to be for, but I am amidst all this chaos, are these medical tattoos. This is something I didn't get a chance to talk about the previous hour, but I want to talk about now. You know, you've been hearing in the news that, you know, many patients are actually starting to tattoo as opposed to wearing bracelets what their medical conditions are. So if, let's say, somebody finds them unconscious, they could see on their chest or arm, I'm a diabetic, right? Or please resuscitate. Don't think I have a DNR. please resuscitate, do chest compressions here and now. That's probably what I would want a tattoo. But these medical tattoos are getting more and more common. Of course, Dr. Saleh Al-Sokwi, I guess an endocrinologist from Michigan State University, thinks the medical tattoos are so important that the medical or so popular now that medical associations may want to start making some sort of guidelines. Now, I know certain religions, you are not allowed to tattoo your body. You can't. But my only concern is, where do you get the tattoo? You know, many people, they'll, you know, put a tattoo on their arm. But if you're in a jacket or a long sleeve shirt and you drop, hopefully the innocent bystander will open up your shirt and start doing chest compressions, but they may never read the arm. So then somebody could say, all right, well, tattoo your breasts. Well, yeah, but, you know, do I really want Rectaseal, right? Or multiple internal hemorrhoids. I don't want that, you know, on my breast. That's not very sexy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with these medical tattoos. But if you are the type of patient and you think that you could be in a situation where somebody who has to give you emergency service won't know what the heck to do with you, and you know, because I gotta be honest, the average person may not check for bracelets. They should. You know, us medical personnel, we know, yeah, why not check for bracelets, check their wallet. You know, another thing you guys should think about is have your medicines laminated in your wallet. Have your EKG shrunk and laminated in your wallet. And make it red. Make it stand out. I know what your wallets look like. I see your wallets, right? I do. I take a peek because you guys get out your wallet. They go, wait, Dr. Dahlia, wait. I got my list of medicines. Here you go. Wait a second. No, that's a receipt. No, that's a movie ticket. No, that's a shopping list. And everything's white. Okay, keep in mind, your first responders may not have time to sit and go through all the junk, especially with nothing there. But if you have a red laminated card, which I'm hoping people will adopt as a universal type of, medium to give us information about your medical issues. I would say laminate. I mean, make sure the black font is dark so we could see the red. But I would do that. You'll say, I have a heart condition, or I have a stent, or I have a pacemaker, or I'm a diabetic. And put that on that card. Medicines on the back. But something like that will stand out. Trust me. All right, I think I hear the music. I can't tell. I'm having problems listening to music. All right, if we're on break, I will be right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1768.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1812.23, $906.12 for a half ounce, or $453.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1812.23, $906.12, and $453.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. Again, just kind of adding to a very chaotic last couple days in the news. I guess New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport had to close down briefly after a passenger plane made an emergency landing because of problems with the nose landing gear. From what I understand, passengers were forced to evacuate the plane on emergency chutes. All 71 of the passengers were fine. No injuries. In fact, some of them said, "Wee!" So, looks like so far so good. The airport has been briefly shut down. From what I understand, it has been able to reopen. So, for those of you that are waiting for your flight that goes into Newark, hopefully there wasn't too much of a delay. From what I understand, they just had to close down for about an hour. You know, weird. Okay, and now here's another story that has completely blown my mind. All right, there was a little girl that just died after she got into a fight at school. This fight happened after school between a couple of 10-year-olds. And apparently they were fighting over a boy. Now, from what I understand, Joanna Ramos was afflicted with some blunt force trauma to her head. She collapsed after Friday night's fight, had surgery for a blood clot, had been unconscious by the time she got to the hospital. Apparently, the surgery wasn't successful. And what had happened was a vein had torn
in her skull, either, she could have had a subarachnoid, a subdural, I'm assuming it was a subdural hematoma, and unfortunately, she died. Now, you know, I know we've been talking about kids in school, and how, you know, things are different now with fights. I mean, when I grew up, we used to fight all the time. There was a fight all the time at school, before school, after school. Luckily, I don't remember anybody dying. I think actually, there were two horrible instances that happened at my school to kids, and I went to 12 different schools, so you'd think the odds would be that there were more. As one, during field day, we were doing the tug of war, and while playing tug of war, it was one of those ropes that you used to use decades ago for tug of war. Now they've changed the ropes, but it was one of those ropes that had very thick braids, and it was very, very rough on the exterior. And when the one team won, I guess the force caused many kids to lose their fingers and many fingers ripped off. And I remember that being absolutely very horrible. And then, I guess flag football, one of my favorite sports, a sport that I did really well in, we were playing in school and there was an accident where two kids ran into each other and one person's mouth, bit into the other kid and the teeth got dislodged and then the glasses got lodged above the eye. I mean, it was just a horrible accident. Everybody ended up being fine after having some surgery and then we couldn't play flag football anymore. So I remember things like that. I don't remember any fight causing blunt trauma to the head, but they are telling us what the size of the other child was. From what I understand, it was a 10 and 11 year old girl fighting over a boy. Now, you know, as parents, it scares the hell out of us. This whole concept of head trauma scares us because we remember, oh, it's Natasha. I always forget her name. The one that was skiing a few years back hit a tree. Natasha, her name slips me. And I'm sorry about that. But, you know, she was skiing. She ran into a tree. You know, she was a little dizzy. And first responders at the scene was like, oh, let's go to the hospital. Check you out. She's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. She walks home, goes home, you know, she's kind of tired, as would anybody with head trauma, and then she ends up not waking up because of her subdural hematoma. And we all remember that story because there were some parents watching the coverage in the news, and their child had been hit with a baseball in their head 2 days prior, and they were reviewing signs of what could be a bleed in the brain. Headache, fatigue, lethargy, you know, just nausea, just not feeling right. And so they went upstairs to the little girl, woke her up and said, look, and I know you were hit in the head a couple of days ago, but does it still hurt? And she's like, yeah, I still don't feel right. And they took her to the hospital and she had a bleed in the brain. So, I mean, this brings back a lot of memories. And so, you know, as a parent of a 11-year-old, actually he just turned 12, a 9-year-old, you know, I get a little nervous because they really bang their heads a lot. You know, one of the reasons, you know, why they haven't been in football is when they were in football, they really sustained some pretty big blows. And I come from a football family, and when they really didn't seem as excited about playing football, I didn't push it. I just didn't push it. You know, now they're swimming, and yeah, they're hitting their head on the side of the pool, but that's just because they're clumsy. They get that from me. But I watch them. I watch them like a hawk. So anyway, this is just a horrible story where a couple kids are fighting. She must have gotten slammed against the lockers or a wall, and it might have been just enough to, you know, pop the vessel in the brain. But what is, and, you know, you think back, what could have been done? Well, of course, there being some sort of security, you know, on the school, not allowing, you know, a fight to happen. But remember, a lot of these fights happen off school. You know, you start walking home or you're at the bus stop. Whew, the bus stop was dangerous. Oh, I hated the bus stop. That's where the drugs were. That's where the fights were. And there was no one around. Every now and then a car would come. But a lot of the homes, you know, you could duck behind the wall. It was dangerous. I hated bus stop. You know, but my mom had to work. It was the only way to get home. And I felt like it was safer for me to take my chances to get home than try to walk it, because you got beat up that way too. I mean, it was tough. It was tough, but I held my own. I was pretty good. Remember, I'm not the tiniest girl in the class, so I didn't, you know. But I just remember it was bad. It was bad. Well, speaking of lack of security, we're all scratching our heads over what the heck could have happened in this high school, where five, from what I understand, five people were shot, one dead. When this boy, from what we've been as identified as TJ Lane, decides to come in early morning at 7:30, go up to a table where kids were sitting, and start shooting them. Now, from what we understand, preliminary reports say that he this was planned. These were people that were bullying him. Again, we don't have any concrete motives other than that, but these were people that he wanted to hurt. And of course, one of the, I believe the assistant football coach is the one that chased him out of the school. And then they were able to arrest the kid. And right now they're investigating. The school is closed. This happened at Chardon. I believe it's a Chardon High School in Chardon, Ohio. I mean, it's just absolutely frightening. You're like, were there any metal detectors? Do schools have metal detectors? I mean, from what I understand, they already had drills. They had had drills many times before telling students what to do. Isn't that crazy? So I remember when I was in California, you'd have the earthquake drills. Okay, now it's shooting drills. Is that horrifying? Just horrifying. What'd you do today in school, kids? We had our, shooting drill, where we all had to, flee and practice fleeing. I remember fire drills. From what I understand, they do shooting drills even more than fire drills. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But, what is even more horrifying is how this boy actually had a Facebook post, which, of course, being Monday morning quarterback, you look at this and you're like, okay, wait a second here. I didn't anybody see the writing on the wall? Didn't anybody see the writing on the Facebook wall? Kids are saying, but he looked like a normal boy. He had a sad look in his eyes a lot of the time, but he talked normally, never said anything strange. These were kids, like Haley Kovacic, I guess, was interviewed, but they said he posted December 30th on Facebook this, quote unquote, "In a quaint, lonely town, there sits a man with a frown." Well, I guess it's poetry. "Longed for only one thing, the world to bow at his feet. Quote, he was better than the rest, all the ones he detests within their castles so vain." I know, I don't know if that's a Longfellow. I don't know what he's, anyway. But then he concludes his post by writing, quote unquote, "Die, all of you." Now, if this kid was lonely, being bullied, maybe he didn't have many Facebook friends, maybe nobody read his Facebook, but don't you think somebody would have come across this? Die, all of you? This is what I have been saying, all right? You need to, as parents and grandparents, look at what your kids are writing and what your kids are receiving. I don't care about privacy. This is Facebook. It's not private. It goes out to people. You get their password. You don't even have to sneak it. I know a lot of parents are sneaking. They're like, oh, my God, my kid will be so mad. My kid will come up with an alias if they see. No, then you learn the alias. Then when they go on the computer, it's in your room. They don't have a computer in their room. You watch what they do then. Oh, but they could do it at school. I'm sure we could figure this out. IP addresses or something. But honestly, if your child writes, quote unquote, "die all of you," mom, dad, you better get your act together and do something. If I have any teenagers or any people on Facebook right now listening, and you see one of your Facebook buddies, I don't even care if they super poked you and you think you're best friends. If you see any of your Facebook buddies put something to the effect of "die, I want you to die, I want you to bow to me," can you please realize that as a red flag? All right. Don't go away. We're coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sleeping pills causing cancer. What the heck is that about? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm not getting sick. All right, Dr. Dahlia here. Oh, man, see, when the kids get sick and they do their sleepovers and they do their parties, then they make mommy sick. Mom, Mom, can I go outside and play? Mom, no, blow your nose, wash your hands, and now make me some tea because I probably got all that cold on you. All right. Well, let's talk about the story before I go into infectious disease because I guess now they have a new flu virus. Really? Really? We have more viruses coming? But I want to go into the story about prescription sleeping pills linked to death and cancer. This, when I saw this, I almost threw a mesenteric artery embolism. I was really scared about this one. But now that I read it, I don't think I'm that impressed with the study, so I don't want any of you to panic. All right, so they say prescription sleepy pills have been found to show an increased risk almost 4 to 5 times, higher risk of death and higher risk of cancer. Now, the sleeping pills they're talking about are Ambien, right? Does Olpidem, many of you are on? Lunesta, Sonata, barbiturates. Those are the medicines we're familiar with from Marilyn Monroe's time. Sedative antihistamines, which are including Benadryl, the diphenhydramine. Many of your over-the-counter sleeping aids have this. Then they have benzodiazepines, which we spent a lot of time talking about a couple weeks ago with Whitney Houston and her tragic death, like temazepam, lorazepam, alprazolam, diazepam, anything that ends in Pam. Here comes Pat. Oh, that's Here Comes Pat. Anyway, anything that ends, those are the benzodiazepines. So what they found is an association between sleeping aids and death risk. Now, they believe the death risk may be because of falls and accidents. They say maybe if you're taking these sleeping pills, you are suppressing your sleep apneic drive. If you have central sleep apnea or obstructive sleep apnea, and while you're having sleep apnea and you don't get the oxygen in because you're not breathing, your body wakes up naturally and you get up. So people taking these medicines sedate themselves, you know, drug themselves down so they could sleep a restful night. And maybe you're lacking oxygen, so you're having more apneic events, hence, cardiac disease. I mean, I can understand that. I could understand that. I don't like their association with accidents. They say if you are then suppressing your sleep apnea defense mechanism, then you're tired the next day and could get into an accident. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I buy that, because you can make an argument that these sleepy pills didn't help, because if you're getting a good night's sleep because you're taking these medicines as opposed to getting off work and just staring straight at the ceiling all night and then getting up the next day, somebody could argue, yeah, but if you get a good night's sleep on these medicines, you'll be able to do better the next day. I don't know. Again, I'm not that thrilled with the study. We do know that a woman who took Xanax to sleep the night before did jump a curb and kill three students the next day at a bus stop. We know that. Again, very frightening story. And, of course, people were blaming the Xanax. But remember, a medicine like that shouldn't be in your system. I tell people, don't drive if you have that medicine in your system. But then what about Ambien? What about Lunesta? What about Sonata? These are supposed to be the non-controlled substance, non-benzodiazepine, non-addictive medications. They're habit-forming, but they're non-addictive. What about those? Why would those be in, you know, at put you at increased risk of cancer or death? Now, let's go to the types of cancers. And again, I spent a lot of time on this last hour talking, but it's so important that I want to make sure anybody who missed last hour got to hear this one. Now, they say the types of cancers that you're at higher risk for would be esophageal cancer, lymphoma, lung cancer, colon, and prostate cancers, but not breast, uterine, bladder, leukemia, or melanoma. Now, when I had read this, I'm like, well, maybe esophagus cancer, because if you're lying down and you're sleeping for 7-8 hours, which is more than you usually do, the acid reflux and the regurgitation could cause more acid to sit in the esophagus. So I kind of understood that. I didn't understand the rest. Okay, well, what's going on? How much of a risk? Well, what they talked about is they said, and let me get the true numbers here. From what I understand, if you were taking a pill, I would say maybe 18 doses a year, which we kind of calculate to 1.5 pills a month. You were at increased risk to die 3.6 times more than if you didn't take the sleeping pills. That's only 1.5 a month. How many of you take 1.5 Ambien a month? I'd say a lot of you do. Now, what if you take between 18 and 132 doses a year? You were 4 times more likely to die, this study showed. And it's going to be, it's actually right now online at the BMJ Open, the British Medical Journal Open. Then they say if you take more than 132 doses a year, right? That's almost 12 times a month. That's really not, or it's a little, it's, yeah, it's between 11 and 12 doses a month. Okay, I know many of you take it every single night. So if you're taking almost 12 doses a month, you have 5 times the risk of dying, they say. Now, again, I looked at the study. I'm not impressed. How they did it was they looked at a bunch of people that took these medications. So let's say they looked at 4,300 that took Ambien. They said 265 people died as opposed to 295 people died in a group of 23,000 that didn't take the medicines. So you see, they were kind of looking at medicines people took, saw who died. But see, here's the thing. The reason why I don't like the study, and it's my job on the Dr. Dahlia Show to kind of weed these things out, because you're going to see stuff on the internet. You're going to see things in the media and go, oh my gosh, what does that mean? Which is why Fox News brings the A team and Dr. Manny, why CNN brings Dr. Drew and Sanjay Gupta or whatever. Well, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and XM brings you me. And that's what I'm here for, because I don't want you guys to panic. Okay. When you look at a study like this, you're like, really? Really? And again, I don't think they're taking into account maybe a lot of people that are taking these medications do have significant medical problems. I mean, we know people with sleep apnea are going to be more likely to die. What about people who have chronic back pain or chronic abdominal pain? And they're like, I just got to get through the night. Well, people with chronic pain, maybe there's another reason for the chronic pain. Okay? It just, what blows my mind is they're talking all the sleepy medicines. So you could say, well, Dahlia, what about Ativan? What about Klonopin? They're including that in the study. Well, what about Ambien CR? I think that's included. Well, what about taking over-the-counter Tylenol PM? If the sedative antihistamine they're talking about is Benadryl, diphenhydramine, that's included. So this is a very, very weird study, and they need to do a heck of a lot more research. Now, do I think people are overusing sleeping pills? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, obviously Michael Jackson overused them to the point where he not needed the propofol. I mean, you shouldn't need propofol, but from what I understand, he asked for it. You know, Whitney Houston, these drugs were in her room, they say. I mean, I think most houses have these medications. We already talked about how Xanax, Alprazolam, is the number one drug in these high schools. These kids are getting them from their parents, their aunt, their brother, their sister, neighbor breaking in. So, I mean, are people overtaking these? Yes. How many should you take? What's safe? Well, I was going to say, I was going to say in moderation, a couple nights a month shouldn't hurt, but they're saying 18 doses a year could hurt. I don't know what to believe. So this needs a heck of a lot more research. And it's a shame, because the way this is going to be presented over the next couple days in the news is going to scare a lot of people. Now, maybe the good to that is people who have been popping these like candy will maybe sit down with a doctor and go, look, we need to figure this out. Maybe the reason why I'm not sleeping the whole night is because I have to get up and urinate all the time. Maybe it's my prostate. Maybe it's diabetes because I'm getting up and having frequent urination. Maybe it's an infection. Maybe it's sleep apnea that's not allowing me to sleep because I keep waking up, out of the blue, and I don't know why. Well, you're doing that out of the blue maybe because you stopped breathing, and that's your defense mechanism. So, I mean, the only good to a study like this is it'll hopefully get people into the doctor to talk about it. But what I don't like is I've been telling you all, in moderation, you should be fine. And they're now telling me a pill and a half of these medications could possibly put you at risk for cancer. Really? Bladder cancer? Really? I mean, not bladder, lung? All right. I think we're coming up on break. I know we're going to hear the music soon. Sorry. All right, there we go. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You bet I do. All right. For those of you that will be able to stay on for another hour, I just want to quickly tell you some of the stories we're going to talk about in the next hour. If not, please realize you can listen to all hours of my show at any time you want. Usually the on-demand button on my website, on the drdahlia.com website, plays all the shows of the preceding day. So if you miss any show, you could listen there. If not, GCNLive.com does have all the archives. Plus, they have tons of other awesome hosts. Alex Jones, Jason Lewis, Free Talk Live, Doug Steffen. I mean, awesome, awesome shows. But for those of you that want to listen to mine specifically, you can go to GCNLive.com. You got podcasts, you got archives, etc. We're going to be talking about in the next hour an Atlanta pizza parlor that wants to ban crying kids, and they actually have a sign up saying no. Right? No crying kids out of here. A study has found that divorce is genetic as opposed to environmental. That's going to be kind of interesting. Also, I guess they say that a lot of Midwesterners are being discriminated against if they don't take their husband's name. For those women that are, you know, in love with their maiden name and want to keep their maiden name, they're being discriminated against in certain parts of the country. Also, it looks like in certain parts of the country, we really need a makeover. Because there's certain towns like called Jewtown, and I'm trying to think of some of the other names. I guess there's a city called Wapdraw. I mean, there's these cities that have very politically incorrect names that, from what I understand, even states are banning the term squaw. So I want to talk about that. And let me see. I guess climate change is being blamed for Mount Everest being very difficult to climb. Of course, I thought it was my tennis shoes, but I guess they're saying it's climate change. So I'll blame that. Also, I guess Japanese scientists are using the smell in farts and bad breath. Yeah, the very stinky hydrogen sulfide smell. And they find it's very conducive to stem cells. So I want to talk about that. I got to tell you, there are so many stories. I hope I can get to it. And then, of course, if we have time, they're saying lactation is, and doing it exclusively is the best for our babies. Our kids should be breastfed as long as they can. My only worry is I've seen the lunch lady at my kid's middle school, and I don't think she could handle the lactation load. So I don't really know what to do with my children at that point. But I guess lactation is very important. Okay, now let me see if I have, let's go to this flu virus study, and then I'm having trouble with this story with these kids, trying to pull out, I want to know why these kids, okay, from what I understand with these kids that were trying to poison their teacher, I mean, they aren't saying if it was because they, you know, saw 9 to 5 or anything like that, but from what I understand, they really did this to poison their teacher. So they put rat poison in her coffee. Now, one of them had some qualms about it and spilled it before anybody could consume it. And so I don't know if he's going to get off, but what was really weird about this situation is I guess they all they did was get suspended. They said district officials say the students, this happened in Fresno, put rat poison in the teacher's coffee. Luckily, she did not drink it. It happened back in December. Apparently, Fresno unified officials say 3 students ages 10 and 11, we're talking fifth graders, put rat poison in her coffee. One of them knocked it over after having a change of heart. The students were suspended. No charges have been filed. Really? I mean, isn't that attempted murder? What are these kids doing? This isn't funny. Apparently, when the district became aware of these allegations, it acted swiftly. They said to take appropriate disciplinary action. They may be expelled. They may? These kids should be expelled and actually tried. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know if they really knew what they were doing, but there was some sort of a plan. And how did they get a hold of rat poison? And I'm trying to read this article. They don't say. And again, where are the parents? I agree with you. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? I don't know. But, I mean, I can't believe this. How? I know fifth graders are smart. I mean, when I was in fifth grade, I think E.T. came out, and I thought it was boring. I remember I thought the Smurfs were cute. Bubblicious bubblegum was big. Gummy bears, I remember eating too many that I got sick of. I would have never thought about trying to, you know, kill a teacher. Where did these kids get that? I don't even know movies. Even like the movie Jackass that does pranks, or the show Practical Jokers, they don't use chemicals like this. The only thing I can think of is 9 to 5. That movie with Dolly Parton. But really, does the average 10-year-old even know who Dolly Parton is? I mean, look, even with Whitney Houston and the song I'll Always Love You, we had to remind people Dolly Parton first did that song. So I doubt it was because people listened to 9 to 5. So anyway, I don't know what's going on, but we're really in the 10-year-old kids getting into fights over boys and killing each other, giving them, you know, bleeds to the brain, and then rat poison. What is going on with our youth people? Where are the parents? Where are the parents? We're having high school students come in and just kill people? This has been an incredible day, an absolutely screwy day, and I just would like to know where all the parents are. Oh, I don't know that we were working that day. We thought our kid was sitting there watching SpongeBob. No, your kid's not watching SpongeBob. By the way, remember, your kids know how to lie. My kids have lied to me. I used to think my kids couldn't lie. They do. They go, oh, Mom, I'm just going to read this educational piece I'm just going to watch this educational piece on PBS. You go upstairs and work. And like an idiot, I'm like, all right, baby, I'm so proud of you watching an educational PBS piece. No, he's kicking me out of the room so he could sneak it to the cookies. My kids lie to me. Okay, don't be stupid. And especially if they're dealing with they're committing felonies. They're causing, or they have the intent to cause harm. What is going on? All right, let's talk about this new flu. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really wish I had a happier show tonight. It's just very screwy stuff. All right, looks like there's a new strain of influenza A that has been found in fruit bats, indicating the first time that bats can be carriers of the virus. Oh, goody. But they don't think it's very risky to humans. Okay? The influenza A was detected in a sample of 316 live little yellow-shouldered bats. Really? They're trying to use the term little yellow shoulder to make us think they're cute? No, I'm sorry. I don't think they're cute. All right? They say this type of bat is not known to bite humans, but it feeds on fruit. Maybe that's why they're yellow. I don't know. All right. Honestly, I'd be really more worried about rabies with bats. I don't know if we have to worry so much about this, but the fact that they discovered a virus, there's been some kooky stuff in the news, hasn't there? With these animals, right? Pigs carrying MRSA to humans, avian flu being tinkered with in a lab, you know, being more aggressive and deadly. You know, I don't like all these little news bits on viruses and bacteria. I feel like there's so much we don't know, and I think it's really beyond our scope. And also, these smart viruses, the smarter the viruses, the easier to mutate. So, you know, I like to read up on these, and I like to inform you all. And I know you've been hearing in the news that there's this new virus found in bats. Again, I'm not really worried about this one. I'm kind of worried about some of the ones we know and what some of the scientists are doing with it. But I'll keep you posted as they come. I know. Any good news? Okay, this may be good news. Your smartphone may be able to be used as a wallet. It looks like they're going to eventually use your smartphone where they could swipe it like a Visa. Oh, then you better take these smartphones away from your kids. Do not let your kids. Apparently, I think Visa is going to be working with Vodafone. I guess that's big in Europe. All right. And apparently, the service will cause your phone to act like a mobile wallet. And you will be able to, there's like a special chip called a tag implanted phones. Apparently, when you purchase something, you use a pinch number, and I guess they do like a scanning type of movement. Oh, I don't think that's good news. I think we spend too much. Credit cards? Oh, my gosh. I go to Target or Walmart for toothpaste, right? I walk out of there spending $300, and I hand a credit card over. Then my husband yells at me. All right, guys, great show. If you could stay on with us for another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Be safe.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.